AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Expect a big but expected announcement from Hillary Rodham Clinton. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
It's been rumored for some time and is now expected Sunday. Hillary Rodham Clinton's formal entrance into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sources say the announcement will be made in a video that'll be posted online to be followed by travel to Iowa and New Hampshire.
Clinton is expected to do much of her early campaigning in intimate settings with small groups of people. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro are both at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, a meeting of leaders of the hemisphere. Apart from that, the two leaders have been working on restoring diplomatic ties. A White House briefing with spokesman Josh Earnest is expected shortly. Dozens of survivors and relatives of soldiers who died in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting are finally getting the Purple Hearts they felt were long overdue. Fort Hood Commander Lieutenant General Sean McFarland says the post will never forget those who were wounded and the families of those who were killed in the attack.
It is our sincere hope that today we will in some small way help to heal the wounds that you have suffered.
A ceremony was held this morning. Crews search for missing residents after at least one tornado brought chaos to a tiny Illinois town, killing one person and injuring roughly a dozen more. Fairdale, Illinois Fire Chief Pete Polarek says propane tanks in the community pose a danger following the storm.
We have propane tanks. This particular area was heated by propane, so we have some of them that are leaking. Some we can't get to the valves to control the hazard.
Some homes were swept off their foundations as a large storm system rumbled across much of the country. This is AP Radio News. From Beijing to Paris to San Francisco, the Apple Watch is making its debut.
The watch is Apple's first new product category since the iPad came out 5 years ago. Analysts are waiting to see how well it sells beyond devoted Apple fans. Apple has a better chance of succeeding than any other smartwatch maker so far, yet it will likely take time for sales to reach the numbers that Apple gets for iPhones and iPads. Watch prices start at $349, but can go as high as $17,000. For now, all orders are being handled online. Shipments begin April 24th. Mike Hempen, Washington.
General Electric is getting out of the lending business. GE Capital has been a major profit generator, but also a huge regulatory burden. The company says the business model for large financial companies has changed, making it increasingly difficult to generate acceptable returns. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.